The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, March 3, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez denounced the censorship imposed by large technology companies on Russian media using the Ukrainian conflict as a pretext. By trying to gag Russian media, large companies have decided to restrict access to information for millions of citizens in the world, arbitrarily labeling journalists and limiting access to services and information and communication technologies, the diplomat wrote on Twitter. He added that paradoxically, those same companies support the dissemination of fake news, the manipulation of information, and the proliferation of discriminatory and hateful messages. Rodriguez said that the hypocrisy of the powerful who move all available weapons for their own benefit is too much. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health this Thursday reported 596 COVID-19 cases and two deaths due to complications from the disease over the last 24 hours. The said ministry added that 602 patients were discharged, so the total number of recovered patients rose to 1,060,502. Since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020, Cuba has reported 1,071,326 cases and 8,498 deaths. Consul General Ian Hernandez said in Moscow that the Cuban embassy in Russia is trying to coordinate with local authorities alternatives for the repatriation of its citizens. The decision was made after the cancellation of regular flights to Cuba due to the closing of airspace to Russian airlines by a number of countries, including members of the European Union, Canada, and the United States. This situation made it impossible for both Cuban and Russian tourists to return home on schedule, the diplomat told Sputnik News Agency. She explained that at this moment the consulate and the embassy are making arrangements with authorities to find alternatives that Cuban citizens can use to return to the country. According to Juan Carlos Escalona, Cuba's tourism counselor at the Cuban embassy in Moscow, there are currently around 5,570 Russian tourists in Cuba. And in the international agenda, we have that. A total of 33 Guatemalans make up the list of candidates for rapporteurs of the National Office for the Prevention of Torture for 2022-2027, according to reports. The Human Rights Commission of the Congress, in charge of this election, announced that they will define on March 8 a shortlist that will reach the plenary session of legislators who will finally vote for three rapporteurs and three substitutes. According to the working plan, May 13 is the deadline to deliver the list of three candidates to the legislative to appoint the successor of Jordan Rodas. Meanwhile, the 5th Congress of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela will address issues related to the construction of its own model of socialism in this South American nation, President Nicolas Maduro said. On his Twitter account, Maduro, who is also the president of the country's largest political organization, emphasized the importance of the debates with the grassroots leaders in the new stage of socioeconomic transition. In recent statements, the Venezuelan president noted that the agenda of the Great Party event would revolve around the integration with popular forces and the formation of new leaderships. The president insisted on the importance of defining the lines of political work for the new stage. Everything related to good government and the concrete agenda of actions, and highlighted core issues such as the fight against corruption, crime, and bureaucratization. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.